It's no secret that people across the U.S. move to the desert Southwest because it's warm. Both those hot, dry conditions also attract major auto companies looking to test out brand new cars. From member station KJZZ, Casey Kuhn reports on how Arizona's test tracks play an important role in the car business.
At Nissan's American Proving Grounds, south of Phoenix, drivers ride over patchy asphalt, uneven brick roads, and a stretch of potholes for hours on end, on purpose.
1 mile on this course is many miles of a customer driving.
Derek Logan gives me a tour of the testing, or proving grounds, where he's a manager. The grounds are like giant obstacle courses. We move on from durability testing to an oval track where cars can go more than 200 miles an hour, though our bulky white van doesn't quite make it there.
So let's go ahead and accelerate up to at least 90 so we can get in that lane.
Logan is also a longtime member of the Society of Automotive Engineers, or SAE, which develops car standards. That training comes in handy when he helps keep the tracks up to date with the latest tests, like a jump onto sand to simulate dune riding. Those kinds of tests are used at each site, including the 1,500-acre Arizona Proving Grounds, which is in another part of rural Arizona, where Ford tests new cars for market. There, a black sedan sits in the sun, covered in yellow and orange wires that look like electrodes. Robbie Schaefer is a test technician.
Each one of these yellow wires ends in a temperature measurement. We have hundreds of these all over the vehicle.
Schaefer says the test measures how temperatures up to 125 degrees affect a car's interior and exterior, a test made for the desert.
And it's consistently hot. We've got more months with hot weather throughout the year than any place else in North America.
While heat and fair weather are the main draw, car and tire companies also come to Arizona because it's near Colorado River's Davis Dam, which has a long incline used to test tow strength. Supervisor Butch Finkbeiner says simulating thousands of pounds of towing force on a hill can help a car maker figure out how to prevent an engine from overheating.
The company may decide, okay, I'm going to reduce the amount of time that the AC is cycling because that's drawing down the engine cooling capabilities.
And Death Valley, one of the hottest places in the world, isn't too far away either. Finkbeiner says these tests help spot problem areas, like a chrome gear shift that gets too hot to handle in the sun.
What customers put their vehicles through, that's how we're testing, to ensure that once they're out there in the public that they're going to meet their needs.
Back at Nissan's Proving Ground, cars with black and white camouflage line the parking lots. The camo is to fool photographers hoping to get a glimpse of a new car before it's released. Derek Logan says the point is to create an environment that is consistent and also recreatable. To show the ground's versatility, Logan drives up a track that winds like a road in California.
This is San Gabriel, so this is one of the most fun parts of the course.
He guides the van up, wrenching the steering wheel at each quick turn.
Coming up here on the left, now we have Allen Road, Michigan. So now we've gone from
Michigan proves to be bumpier, with broken concrete.
And then over here, let's go to Massachusetts. Let's get on to Route 12.
And another key aspect, the sound of the car.
Something might be really good for handling, but then it creates more noise, and so we got to find that balance.
Microphones are stuck on the outside of cars to record driving sound, and microphones on the side of the track test volume. Logan says car engines are getting quieter, leading to new problems like more wind noise. And as cars get smarter, he says the proving grounds should have staying power, even with autonomous vehicles testing in city streets across America.
But there's still some physical testing that is imperative that still has to be done. There's too many variables out there to predict the environment, the corrosion, the rough road.
If there's someone in the car, car makers have to keep that human experience in testing, whether they're driving or not. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn.